Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Psych Radio. I'm your host, Psych Bomb, and it's good to be back. It has been a very long, very exhausting week. I've been doing a whole lot of manual labor, and as such have had very, very little time to actually check up on the news. So when I did so, I was surprised to see that there's basically been no news at all this week, like good or bad. It's been an astronomically slow news week, which I don't know, might be a good thing. Maybe it's all right if things are slowing down a bit. But what I'm going to do instead, because there's not much to talk about on my end and there's not a whole lot going on in the news cycle, I'm just gonna talk about some games that I played that I liked recently. I'm gonna kill 3 minutes right here just talking about some games. So Double Dragon Gaiden Rise of the Dragons, I believe it's called, is a like dot emu style beat 'em up where you play through four stages and you get a fifth one when you beat all four. And every single stage changes based on when you do it in order. So you get to pick which of the four stages you tackle at once. And if you do stage one third, then you go through three levels of stage one. Like each stage has levels corresponding to when you play it. It adds a good amount of replay value. I wouldn't say a ton. There's a ton of characters to unlock, but really there's too many characters relative to the amount of novelty you will get from playing through all those levels. So I would definitely recommend it for like three or four playthroughs just to see everything and then like kind of ignore the rest. I've been playing Consume Me, very, very good little adventure mini game-ish, very, very DS coded, very Nintendo DS coded type game. Deals with some eating disorders, autobiographical stuff. It is very good. It is very stressful for the very cutesy aesthetic that it puts forward. It's kind of like an evil princess maker. And what else? Dead is Disco. I keep playing the demo for that because it's in early access, so I don't want to do the full one just yet. I don't want to pay $30 for a game that's not finished, but they do have a demo out, and that demo is phenomenal. I've been really kind of hurting for something to scratch that Hi-Fi Rush itch, and it's not quite that, but it's good, and comes with a custom tool that lets you put in your own music, so it's got a leg up on Hi-Fi Rush there in terms of just allowing you to have a bit more freedom. And that's about it for what I've been doing on my end the past few days. Like I said, it's been a lot of manual labor, very slow, very boring, and very tiring. But I am hoping to get a bit of the energy up tonight. We do have some pretty up-tempo, energetic tracks that I have selected for you. We're going to keep things back in England. We're going to go back to some Crankwave because I keep coming back to it. Very funny song here first. We've got the Sleaford and Mods, Heavy Lungs, and Soft Play coming up for you now on Psych Radio.
So, Mr. Williamson, what have you done in order to find gainful employment since your last signing up day?
Fuck all!
Depression supplied to me by the NHS. It's anyone's guess how I got here. Anyone's guess how I'll go. I suck on a roll up, pull your jeans up. Fuck off, I'm going home. Job seeker. Job seeker. So, Mr. Williamson, what have you done in order to find gainful employment since your last signing on date?
fuck all.
I sat around the house wanking, and I want to know why you don't serve coffee here. My signing on time's supposed to be 10 past 11. It's now 12 o'clock, and some of you strange bastards need executing. Mr. Williamson, your employment history looks quite impressive. I'm looking at 3 managerial positions you previously held with quite reputable companies. Isn't this something you'd like to go back to? Nah, I just end up fucking robbing the place. You got a till full of 20s looking at your day? Well, I'm either gonna fucking bank it, I've got drugs to take and a mind to break. Job seeker, can a strongbow, I'm a mess, desperately clutching on to a lifelong depression, supplied to me by the NHS. It's anyone's guess how I got here, anyone's guess how I'll go. I suck on a roll up, pull your jeans up, fuck off, I'm going home, job seeker. 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 Bah. Job seeker. Job seeker. Job seeker. Job seeker.
Vampires at night, I'm Wesley Snipes. people at Slow Tunes, and you look to a bit of soft crying. That's right, I've been a bit of soft crying. Yes, please, baby.
That was Sleaford Mods, Heavy Lungs, and Softplay. Coming up next, I've got something a little bit different in mind. Not super different, but a little bit different. Normally, I don't try to dedicate entire chunks of a segment to one artist. However, this is one of those instances where it's kind of inseparable as a collective whole, and feels really bad to have broken it off into the chunks that I have. These are three tracks from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizards, Nonagon Infinity. These are the first three tracks. I believe this is Simon Pegg's favorite album of all time, of Baby Driver and Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and all that. The gimmick of Nonagon Infinity is that it is, as the name suggests, it is nine tracks that are designed to loop infinitely on themselves. And it's difficult to break them up as such. However, these three tracks, the first three tracks, have managed to kind of stand out as their own thing. Ultra Kill, in specific, uses these three in the Cyber Grind, I believe it's called. So we're going to take a listen to those now because they're really good tracks. So coming up now, Nonagon Infinity, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Nonagon Infinity, open the door. Wait for the answer to open the door. Nonagon Infinity, open the door.
That was the first three tracks off King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard's Nonagon Infinity. Now, that name is dumb, and everyone knows it's dumb. And it's kind of overplayed how dumb the name is. That is my attempt at making a segue into this next section, which I have simply labeled stupid, which is very, very dumb music that, all the same, I think is quite good. I don't tend to be a fan of comedy music at all, the way I don't normally tend to be a fan of comedy movies. I think they're miss way more frequently than they're hit. And yet, I found two very, very goofy songs that I am quite a big fan of. The first one is from a group called Kevin and the Bikes, who made a Ed, and Eddie-themed concept album called Dorkcore 101 that is 4 hours long and borderline unlistenable for the first three quarters of it, because they're just shitposting. They're just, you know, haha, Ed and Eddie, haha. And then by the time you get to the last hour of the album, it seems they've gotten bored of the shitposting and just decide to start, like, playing seriously. But it's still an Ed, and Eddie-themed concept album, so, you know, it's not exactly a super highbrow. Regardless, we're going to get into that right here. Apologies for the stream issues. I am aware of them. I'm not certain what's causing them. We should be able to hash them out for next week.
Stop talking to me, Jesus.
Radio, it sounds like you're going through a tunnel. Thank you for coming out tonight. Apologies for the many, many technical issues we've had tonight. I'll try to get this hammered out in time for next week. And thanks again for coming out. We'll get this figured out for next time. And I will see you next week.